You ready? Let's go. Yes, indeed, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Easter Sunday morning. And yes, I know this is unlike any Easter we had ever imagined that we would have. But you know what? As I'll read here in Scripture, what held true back when John wrote this beautiful gospel holds true today. So let's begin with reading of the gospel today. And the gospel today comes from John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first and stooped to look in. He saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went in the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Woman," having said that, she turned around, saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. As he said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Woman, who are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Wow, what words. How can we take such great comfort and assurance out of the words from John this morning, the words that the tomb was empty. As Mary went out there that morning, she certainly was not expected to see the stone removed from the tomb, and certainly not expecting to find that Jesus was not there. But the fact of the matter is that Jesus was not in the tomb. He had risen. The tomb was, in a sense, empty. Boy, those words ring so true today in this day and age in which we are facing unprecedented times. Every day we turn on the news, we hear and we see that the number of people inflicted with this virus increases throughout the whole world, and our neighbors in this country, in our states, maybe even in our own neighborhoods and our own families. And then we look and see that not only are all these people affected by the virus or having it, we also find out that many have succumbed to it. As of this morning, as I checked, there was over 108,500 people in the world who have died which has been attributed to the virus. And here in the United States alone, over 20,000 people have passed away due to this virus. Very, very troubling numbers. Very, very troubling, because we just don't see the end. But I tell you this morning, the message of Easter is something that we can hold on to and give us hope for the future. You see, the fact of the matter is that tomb was empty. It was empty. And that's the best news we could have heard ever today. And it really is what sets us apart as Christians. You see, and as I'll read a little bit later, as Paul's letter to the Corinthians, you know, the way Paul describes how wonderful news that is to us. But I want to focus on the tomb, and I want to focus on the fact that the tomb being empty. You see, we each have our own tombs that we carry around and protect in our lives. You know, we fill that tomb with all kinds of stuff that we cling to, all kinds of things such as anxiety and bitterness and doubt and hatred and everything we hold on to that holds us to that tomb, that keeps us held back, everything that pulls us further and further away from our Savior and Lord. We hold on to that. And every day we read the news, we see about this person and that person and all this just devastating news. We see of people losing their lives, so we start to doubt, when will this ever end? We look at our lives and we say, oh my gosh, how unworthy am I? I certainly am not able to overcome this. How can I help provide when I can't work, as many people are out of work because of this? They've been forced out of work. We start to doubt and we start to wallow in our own pity at times. We start to see that there's no hope. But let me tell you, the fact that the tomb was empty guarantees us that there is hope. You see, the tomb was emptied as Jesus emptied the tomb. and God called him out of the tomb. We worship, my friends, a risen Lord. A risen Lord, as the words say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. It also tells us in Scripture that I know my Redeemer lives. We sing that hymn many times this morning. And it's Paul who says, you know, not just because Jesus was resurrected from the grave, he said that since it was the day, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, he says, now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Because if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. You see, my friends, Jesus raised gives us hope. Jesus raised gives us hope. Because we believe, we also face that future. There is no need, my friends, to hold on to that tomb that we carry around with us of all the anxieties and the fears and the doubts and the unforgiveness. All the times that we look upon others and we cast judgment that we have no idea how difficult their lives are and what they're going in. We look at people today and they say, well, why aren't they listening? Why aren't they doing as they're told? Do you know what they're going through? Have you called? Or have we been so worried about ourselves that we've forgotten about our neighbors, that we've forgotten about our family, about our friends? You see, this time, this last 40 days, we've been in the desert, and the most of it we've been, many of us at home, has hopefully forced us to see what really is important. And today, we get that culmination of importance as the tomb was empty. You see, the early church faced pandemics. The early church faced all kinds of dire situations. But you know, the early church thrived like it never, ever has before and has since. The reason it survived was because they knew that they worshiped a risen Lord. They knew that Jesus Christ died for them and was raised from the dead, and therefore, as Paul says, we too are risen. So why not go forth, shed that tomb, empty the tomb, throw it right in the trash, and prove to the people and show the people that we worship a risen Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We don't fear death because we know that death has been overcome. We don't have to hold on to hatred and anxieties, despair and bitterness, because we can love. We can love as Jesus loved us. We can forgive because we know that Jesus is our Redeemer and he lives. And we want other people to see that. It was once quoted by Gandhi, who studied Jesus a lot and scripture, and he was fascinated by it. And he actually was baffled at why all the Christians he looked around and saw, and they were so sad. You see, We need to show that we worship a risen Lord. And today, more than ever, in these times, the people need to see that. The people need to see that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, that God raised him from the Son, from the dead grave. And the words that he said to Mary Magdalene at the tomb, he said, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God, means that he considers us his brother. And he expects us someday to join him. But while we're here on this earth, we know that the greatest victory of all that will ever, ever be waged has already been won by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's go forward in love. Let's go forward today and see how we can help our neighbor. Let's go forward and help out those in need. You see, some of the wisest men and people are not those with tremendous education. Some of the richest people in the world are not those who have the biggest bank accounts. Those are the people who hold true to the risen Lord. You see, in the end, God looks at our heart and he sees what he sees. And when people look at my heart, I want them to see the love of Christ shining in it. And I hope to God that they see that in yours as well. Jesus Christ is risen today. It's a time to celebrate. Let's go forward then, celebrating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for these times. We can't possibly imagine the difficulties that people are going through as we have our own struggles in our own lives. But help us set aside all our struggles, all our doubts, all our fears, all our anxieties today, and truly set them on our Savior and Lord, our risen Savior and Lord. Help us today to more than ever be the church, to be that body of Christ that brings good to the world, that brings compassion and love and hope. You see, Lord, we want to serve you and we want to believe. And the fact that the tomb is empty and it remains empty gives us hope. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Happy Easter, everyone. Have a blessed day, and God bless.